dogs that aren't aggressive would do that because they see it as their food. Oh, wow. It needs to be trained. She goes on to say, Cricket behaved like a, quote, trained assassin. When Gnome finally grabbed Cricket, she says, and by the way, another dumbass move to bring your puppy by a chicken farm before you've trained it, after you brought it out on a pheasant hunt thinking it would just know how to behave. Okay, the dog, quote, whipped around to bite me, right, because you were trying to take food out of its mouth. Then, as the chicken's owner wept, that's also a problem. I don't know who's crying over their chickens. Okay, but that's, I guess you get attached to your chicken. Emily Zanotti, she would tell me so. Gnome repeatedly apologized. She wrote, I'm only sympathetic to the cute animals. I've told my audience this before. She.
In case you missed the story, but we have a puppy killer. And not held accountable here, or at least she is, but she can't. It's Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. We had her on, not harder personally, but we played some of her really outrageous cuts at the Conservative Political Action Committee 2021, where that was the first time I heard of her. You can look at the archives on that. We love CPAC. Hey, isn't there a CPAC come up in July in Texas, in the spirit of Texas? Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I could do reactions from the last CPAC where when back in, what was it, February? Yeah, I don't even remember if I even did an episode on CPAC. All right, let's play the five from a few weeks ago when Dare reacts. And this was before Kristi Noem made her appearance with Margaret Brennan on Feast the Nation.
The South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defending herself after revealing in her upcoming memoir that she once killed a dog. Noem deeming the 14-month-old pup named Cricket as, quote, untrainable, dangerous, and less than worthless as a hunting dog after it apparently attacked a local family's chickens, eventually taking the pooch to a gravel pit where she shot and killed it. Dana, you grew up on a farm. The defense is, hey, this happens all the time on farms. On farms, do you go around just killing innocent little puppies?
No.
But I do know there are
some ranchers and farmers, they have to make tough decisions sometimes, like if a horse breaks its leg, you gotta put it down. Or like in this situation, if a dog bites somebody, you got to make a tough decision. If the chickens are getting harassed on the neighbor's yard, then maybe you have to make a decision. I think that when you do that, though, it's often more in sadness than in anger. And in the way that it's written in the book, it does sound like she basically hated the dog, and so it caused her more problems. The other thing is, everybody gets a choice of what to put in their book. Mm-hmm. And this was a story she put out there. Initially, her team said, oh, this is just proof that they're out to get Kristi Noem. The liberals are out to get her. And then when it evolved, they were like, well, let me further explain.
There's more to this story. There's another side.
Wait, there isn't. Could make you wonder, but I don't know. I mean, when you read the book through and that doesn't like raise a red flag, you might need a different editor.
I think, Judge, there's a story behind the story. The story about killing the puppy was already out there. And so she wanted a vice signal ahead of time to try to control it because she knew that it could ruin her chances.
Well, what's interesting is she said that she shot Cricket after the book was published. She said she shot the puppy Cricket 20 years ago. But I think the whole thing reeks of desperation. I think you have a woman here who desperately wants to be vice president and ultimately president. And so she says, I can be tough like a man. How can I be tough like a man? I can kill a puppy. But you know, the hate that and Dana references, she said this puppy ruined the hunt by chasing pheasants and having the time of her life.
Yes.
What I have four. Also managed to unite the right and the left. Because America, if not us, we are dog lovers. Mm-hmm. And don't tell me you shot a pup because it wasn't used to hunting. You know, maybe you're not a good teacher.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a problem. And this whole thing with the chickens, you know, were the chickens dead? Was your dog on their property? Should you have had your dog on a leash? Should your farm have been fenced? I could go on and on because I love dogs.
You know, Jesse, the only thing I could say on her defense is at least she didn't eat the dog.
Yeah,
like President Hussein Obama.
Right. She shot the dog, Obama ate it. What's worse?
Well, actually, she shot. Shooting the dog was pretty bad.
You know it's true.
Yes.
Yeah, Greg has to admit to
his life, which is now an actual accurate statement. it was the last time he had.
Look, man, I have a cat, and we're debating whether or not we ethically euthanize her. She's sick.
She's sick.
And so it's like the debate around ethically euthanize is taking us weeks to make. And
fat
she
guy.
Just.
This woman, her daughter got
point.
Off the bus.
I don't know how
day.
She did it. I don't know how she did it.
The daughter got up. And
she has no heart.
There's a lot of cat lovers out there. Yeah. Tell me, listen, write in. Tell Jesse he's wrong. There are a lot of cat lovers.
Good
out
luck
there.
With that, Rick.
And then she just, I mean, this is like crazy. Let's go to her on Stuart Varney. This is pretty bad when Stuart Varney, you know, has to challenge her.
Doing in New York?
I don't know. I'm anxious to get back home.
You're like, well, let's do this first.
Yeah, she doesn't
right.
like cities.
We'll wait till the interview's over.
Okay. In your new book, it's called No Going uh-huh. Back. You include a story about shooting your dog, despite your team telling you not to put that in the book. I have to say the decision didn't go down well. To include the story about the dog, it's not gone down well. Many people are questioning your political future.
That's a bad pun.
Well, I don't think you have the facts straight. This was a vicious, dangerous dog that was a working dog. And I had to make a choice between the safety
dog.
Of my children and an animal that was killing livestock and attacking people. So it's included because a lot of politicians run from the truth. They,
was it a puppy?
They try to hide from tough decisions. It was a very hard decision for me. It was 20 years ago.
Was it a puppy?
No, it was an adult working dog.
It was an adult working dog that
wow. was attacking livestock.
14 months old.
And killing
the
livestock.
The dog was 14 months old.
It was a year and a half old, the dog was, yes. Okay. Yes.
Do you think it was good politics to include that story?
That has been a story that's been out there for years, Stuart.
People,
my political opponents have used it for years, so I want people to know
wow.
the truth on it.
Do you still
and
think you
what
could
this
be
book
a,
is about?
Could you be the vice president book? Of Donald Trump?
I tell you, the president, the only person who decides that is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the only person who will decide who his vice president is.
And have you
and
talked
I
to him,
trust him
have
to
you talked
pick the
to him
person
since the dog story
yes,
emerged recently?
Yes, I talk to Donald Trump often, absolutely. And I will tell you one thing, is that he needs somebody who will help him win. And I have told him that I have supported him from the very beginning. When he was in the White House, I was on offense every day in South Dakota. I was fighting for my people. He was helping me bring solutions to them. And I need to get him back in the White House so I can continue to do my job and continue to protect freedom and liberty in South
him.
Dakota. So
I
he knows that,
now.
That I just want him to win and that I'll do whatever I can to help.
If you were writing the book today, mm-hmm. would you include the dog story?
You know, this is a wonderful book. Did you read the book?
Not yet.
Oh, you should. The first chapter.
But the question stands.
The whole first
if you were writing it
chapter,
wow. today,
yes,
I'm would proud you
of this
include
the
dog story?
I'm proud of this book. If you read the
so
first chapter,
no.
it's all
wow.
about when this writing started. When you turn on the news today and all you see that's happening on these college campuses and what's going on with supporting Hamas and the pro-terrorist organizations, the first chapter in this book covers the riots that happened at the right. RNC at the White House and how that started with Antifa and the fact that this president that's in the White House, Joe Biden, will not shut
wow.
this down. And that they're chanting hatred towards the Jewish people and exterminating them, that's what people should be talking about, Stuart.
Your political
judgment.
And so
I know that a lot of people but are using attacks and trying to take me down because they're scared of me.
I
listen, I've run 12 campaigns and all
you.
I've done is won.
I've not heard
I win everything that I do.
Support
and what
you on shooting the dog.
I'm honest. Well, I've heard a lot of people.
Nobody.
I've heard a lot of people that say, listen, this was 20 years ago. 50
we have
states.
We've consumed with emails.
50,
we, took, oh,
50
we put
states
this on the show.
Have a law
we
in the book.
Yep, that was, you know, I know that it's just more bickering. Do we have a coyote watch update coming up today or? No. Okay, no coyote sightings though. But Tim Pool meets loving relationships meets the purple pill. Want to get a free episode of The Purple Pill? Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. This is The Weekly Zoo.